Hi, and welcome to Father Luke's Homilies. This homily was preached at Clare Priory for the Transform Ministries retreat on the Good Shepherd Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Easter, Year B. I pray that this homily is helpful to you. God bless you. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd is one who lays down his life for his sheep. The hired man, since he is not the shepherd, and the sheep do not belong to him, abandons the sheep and runs away as soon as he sees a wolf coming, and then the wolf attacks and scatters the sheep. This is because he is only a hired man and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. There are other sheep I have not of this fold, that are not of this fold, and these I have to lead as well. They too will listen to my voice, and there will be only one flock and one shepherd. The Father loves me because I lay down my life for my sheep in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me. I lay it down of my own free will. And as it is in my power to lay it down, so it is in my power to take it up again. And this is the command I have been given by my Father. The Gospel of the Lord. On Monday, the 24th of March, 1980, as he was celebrating Mass at the Chapel of Divine Providence Cancer Hospital where he lived, a single bullet hit Oscar Romero and killed him almost instantly. It was a tragic moment for the church in El Salvador, but it wasn't, if anyone was truly honest, a shock. From his cathedral pulpit, Archbishop Romero has become the voice of the voiceless poor. There, in a society of cover-ups and lies, he spoke the truth of what was happening in the countryside. He denounced the killings, the torture and disappearance of community leaders. He demanded justice and recompense for the atrocities committed by the army and police, and he set up legal aid projects and pastoral programs to support the victims of violence. He preached the gospel without garnish or flamboyance. He preached the transforming message of Jesus Christ and called on local leaders to repent. With the emergence of armed guerrilla groups on the far left, civil war loomed. Archbishop Romero, rejecting the violence perpetrated by the left as well as the right, strained every nerve to promote peaceful solutions to his nation's crisis. He was vilified in the press, attacked and denounced to Rome by Catholics of the wealthy classes, harassed by security forces and publicly opposed by several Episcopal colleagues. The death threats multiplied. The atmosphere was charged. Archbishop Romero realized he was going to be killed. He came to accept it. At 6:26 p.m. on that March day in 1980, as he fell at the foot of a huge crucifix. He died as a Eucharistic martyr, a martyr for the poor and the marginalized, a martyr to the teachings of the church, a martyr to Jesus Christ. Saint Oscar Romero is an example for everyone charged with the care of God's people. In fact, every day I look at a picture which hangs above my bed of the priest and bishop Oscar Romero. It contains words he spoke just weeks before he was martyred. May my death be for the liberation of my people. Saint Oscar Romero was a good shepherd to his people. This day, the fourth Sunday of Easter, is traditionally called Good Shepherd Sunday. And we pray especially on this day for vocations to priesthood and religious life. We pray that men will hear the call of the Lord to serve as priests and deacons in his church today. And today we hear the beautiful parable in St. John of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. The definition of a true shepherd is that he isn't in it for his own profit or glory or gain. In fact, the supreme test of what he's in it for will come when he's faced with a choice. A predator appears, a wolf, a lion, a bear, and you'll be able to tell the difference between the true shepherd and the false shepherd by what they do, how they respond. The false one saves himself and leaves the sheep. But the true shepherd shows who he is by being prepared to die for the sheep. Jesus says the good shepherd is the one who lays down his life for his sheep. And I lay down my life in order to take it up again. Jesus declares that violent death is not just a dangerous possibility for him, rather it's his vocation. It's where it's going, it's his calling. And the best explanation of why this might be so is found not in abstract theology, but in this very image of the shepherd and the sheep. Because the sheep are facing danger, and the shepherd will go and meet it, and if necessary, he will take upon himself the fate that would otherwise befall the sheep. And in Jesus' case, it was necessary, and he did. But the beautiful thing about our good shepherd is that Jesus is not just going to be content with delivering the present sheep from the danger they face. He is going to enlarge the flock considerably by bringing in a whole lot of very, very different sheep. He talks about sheep who are not of this fold. What are we to make of this? Well, the original sheep are the people of Israel. Jesus is calling them and those from among his Jewish contemporaries who are ready for the call by hearing his voice, trusting him and coming to him. But the court of Israel was never, God was never just interested in the court of Israel. His call was for the sake of the whole world. It is through the people of Israel that salvation comes to us all. So the other sheep are from the great company, from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. They are who God intends to save and to save through Jesus Christ. The Jewish people remain, as they remain today, God's chosen people. That is not forfeited. Whatever is going on in that tragic land, we must pray for the people of Israel. Pray for Palestine, of course, but they are still God's people. The Jewish people remain chosen, but we, you and I, we are grafted onto this Jewish people, this Jewish tree, and we become brothers and sisters in Christ through our Jewish Messiah. Notice how Jesus refers to himself as the Good Shepherd. But our word in English, good, it doesn't quite doesn't quite catch the full depth and meaning of the Greek word that John has used here. In modern English, good can sound a bit moralistic, but the word that John uses here can also mean beautiful. Jesus is the beautiful shepherd. This doesn't refer to what he looks like, but it's about the sheer attractiveness of what he, as the shepherd, is doing. When Jesus calls people, they want to come. They are attracted to the beauty of the person of Jesus. And when people realize that he has died for them, they want to come to revere him even more. The whole point of calling Jesus the Good Shepherd is to emphasize the strange, compelling power, the magnetism of his love. The question we must ask, brothers and sisters, is will we allow ourselves to be drawn into his love? Will we allow ourselves to be shepherded by our beautiful shepherd? Will we follow where he, our beautiful shepherd, calls us? Or are we too busy going our own way, doing our own thing, making our own judgments about things that, quite frankly, we have got no hold on whatsoever? The image of the good and the beautiful shepherd invites us today to reflect also on those who have given and dedicated themselves to service in the church and its people. People like Saint Oscar Romero and many others throughout our world, especially those who work for justice and peace and reconciliation, people who have followed the model of Jesus in being good shepherds. We need all Christians to share in the role of the beautiful shepherd. We need all Christians to be martyrs, because a martyr simply is a witness. Martyr means to witness. We please God will not need to lay down our lives through being shot or killed, although we may do. But all of us, without exception, is called to give our lives to Jesus Christ. We are called to be like Peter in our reading from the Acts of the Apostles, proclaiming that of all the names in our world given to men, Jesus is the only one through which we can be saved. We are called to stand up for what is true, what is good, what is beautiful. We are called to witness to Jesus, the beautiful shepherd, who has laid down his life for us. Because only Jesus can save us. Only Jesus has come back from the dead. Only Jesus is the answer to this world's problems. Brothers and sisters, friends, Jesus Christ has given us everything. He leads us into life. Are we willing to give him our lives, our hearts in return? Amen. Hello and thank you for listening to my homily podcast. For more information about the Catholic parish of St Mark's in Ipswich, go to stmarksparish.org.uk. If you'd like to check out my blog, go to fatherlukegoymore.com. God bless you and see you next time.